This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We always look at our entire roster and we survey, hey, what do we need, right? What do we need to win? What do we need to go to the Super Bowl? What do we need to win a Super Bowl and a World Championship for this community? And in this case, we were pretty down in terms on the defensive side to compare to the offensive side and felt really good about offensively where we were at. We were able to add Joshua Palmer to the receiving core early on in free agency. And quite honestly, our numbers were down, just sheer numbers on the defensive side. So we're always looking to improve our team any way we can and feel pretty good about what we came out of the draft with.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on how the Bills felt about their draft class and their roster as a whole, offense and defense. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer. Evan's on the board.
And you're going to drag me into a conversation about wide receivers kicking and screaming.
I am, as you're sitting right in front of the wide receiver big board. So it only, it wouldn't be fitting if that didn't happen. But I was having this conversation with friends earlier this week, and there was a little bit of a debate, which I didn't think was warranted. You're looking at the Bills wide receiver room. Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, those are your two that are like 100% guaranteed, right?
Palmer probably
honestly. As well. Then you have now Elijah Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm totally blanking
Curtis Samuel.
Curtis Samuel was injured last year, so I think a lot of...
We got to stop calling it turf toe, by the way.
Why? Was it not turf toe?
No, it is, but like...
Just calling
turf
something
toe does not sound serious.
No, Allen had turf toe. I think that's where everybody thought it was less serious, because he played on it and still ran around and did crazy things.
But I'm telling you right now, that injury stinks.
Yeah, it's like a stretched out ligament in your foot, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that you call it something as small as turf toe makes it sound like a more exaggerated version of, like, stubbing it.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's far more aggravating. It's far worse when you're especially a wide receiver or a running back or a corner. Players that have to have range with their motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hyperextend your toes.
Yeah.
And stretch the ligament.
I would say
out.
Just call it that.
Mm-hmm. Hyperextended toe.
Yes. Stop calling it I'm in the office of stop calling it turf toe.
It is the big toe joint where most of your balance also like occurs on your foot
yeah.
too, so it's tough.
So that's my elect Derek Kramer 2025. stop calling it turf toe.
Okay.
That is my slogan.
So Curtis Samuel deals with quote unquote turf toe or a hyperextended toe. In the beginning of last season.
And shocker, he doesn't look good.
No, does not look good. And I think that's what sticks in a lot of people's minds about Curtis Samuel. But as the season went on, as his injury was healed.
He started looking sharp.
He did. He started actually making, especially when Coleman was injured, Cooper was injured, and Curtis Samuel was in more of a receiver role instead of that gadget receiver role. He looked like he could have a mainstay there as wide receiver four.
And
absolutely.
Now four is going to be his battle. Like, it's probably going to be between him and Moore for four. and getting those kinds of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing in Moore also brings them something else, which is a little bit more of a downfield threat.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk to Bills fans about downfield threats. Can I do that?
Yeah.
You're going to drag me into this conversation kicking and screaming.
You can talk about...
I am going to do this my way.
You can talk about downhill threats. Sure.
Can we stop worrying about that? It is a low percentage play in the amount of ways that teams run too high safety now with the two shell. It is less likely to work. It is already a low percentage play.
Well, look at Allen and Mahomes.
As a matter of fact, Josh Allen in his 2020 season where he could have threatened for his first MVP back then, it was the intermediate game that he really did a lot of his damage with.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple memorable plays that you have down the field, but it is a low percentage play. Josh Allen, not the most accurate quarterback when it comes to the downfield shot. Oh, but what about the fact that Diggs dropped one? That was one play. And it also goes to, it's a tough play to make. That goes to my point.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the quarterback. It has to do with the entire play itself. A dropped deep ball means it is a low percentage play. Why? Because it happens like that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We need to stop worrying about that. This isn't Madden. You don't need to call four verts. This is, like, enough.
Yeah, right.
I've heard enough about downfield guy.
We
need the downfield guy. We need the downfield guy.
Your best chance is 47.1%.
That's your best chance.
You're shooting under 50%.
Yeah.
It's no.
Less than 50 ball.
It's not. They call it a 50-50 ball for a reason.
I don't need to hear any more about it. Otherwise, like, if it gets shoved down my throat about they need a vertical threat, I'm going to puke.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had enough of this. It is not as simple and as elementary as guy goes fast in a straight line.
No.
Because if you couldn't tell, the Chiefs had a problem getting it to Xavier Worthy last year like that because it's a low percentage play.
Right. You can look at not only Josh Allen for the low percentage.
The league.
Just in general.
The league runs two high shells now, like, yep, it's no one's business.
You've heard quarterbacks talk about it. Even on the show, Quarterback, Netflix, right? You hear them talk about two high safeties.
It is to get rid of and dispel the vertical threat.
Yes.
And teams counter now by attacking the intermediate, because that is where that's where your two high is its weakest, is in the intermediate, in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm. In between Aaron Rodgers' two Hail Mary attempts. What's the most notable one?
Ready? The Buffalo Bills. I'm going to do you one better.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills allowed two vertical style touchdowns, three throughout the course of the season, one in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. Do you remember the last time, other than this past year where their safeties were kind of subpar, that the Bills allowed something like that?
I mean, the Hail Murray, but that's a freak play.
That's 4 years ago.
But that's Poyer and Hyde, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's 4 years ago.
Yeah.
The Bills had not allowed a deep ball touchdown in 4 years.
Well, there's so much space between when these things happen. The play you can look at between Aaron Rodgers' two Hail Marys is literally the Hail Murray.
Yeah.
That's one that sticks out the most. And how many years are between Aaron Rodgers' two Hail Marys? About a decade?
It's also it's not that play. It's also 4 years prior, it was the Chargers game the next game.
Yes.
They allow one, and then the Chargers go ahead and urinate themselves.
Okay, so four total.
Four total that you can remember. Five if you count the playoffs from the Denver game when Denver strikes first.
So in the past
5 years. Five deep balls. One a year, average?
One per year. Out of 17 regular season games.
And playoff
games. And playoff games. So,
and extra playoff games. That is to further my point. It is not as simple as someone can run the nine route and Josh Allen gets it to him, bang, you have instant offense. It doesn't work as frequently as you like to think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, the Houston Texans game, the Bills try that at the end of the game, and then they lose.
No, that game.
Well, it's because they don't have a downfield guy. No, it is because it is a low percentage play.
Yeah.
You don't get drafted in the NFL if you can't capably run a nine route and at least have a chance at the ball. You're not an NFL player. Robert Foster was exclusively a downfield guy.
Right.
He's out of the league in 2 years.
Yeah.
That tells you everything.
It is the intermediate, though. You're absolutely right. It's the playmakers making plays after Allen hits him for an intermediate
and
pass.
And separation, what the Bills got in Elijah Moore, is different. And it's what they got in Josh Palmer.
Yep.
It's different than downhill field separation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two different things. Separation can do with technique. Separation can do with
breaking
route
ankles.
Running.
Yeah. Yep.
And agility. That's where it's great. So I don't need to hear any more about the downfield threat. Who's their downfield threat?
Yeah.
Whoever they designate. Because Keon Coleman will go down the sideline and fight for a ball.
He has done that. That was his first big catch in the NFL.
Keon Coleman.
He wrestled one down.
Keon Coleman almost led this team in big plays over 20 yards.
Yeah.
When he missed a chunk of the season with a wrist injury.
Right. Right. And that's the same point, right? Xavier Worthy. They were not far off, and Keon Coleman
Mahomes
missed time.
Kept missing him.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where it diminished his draft impact. Worthy finished with 100 yards more than Coleman in four games.
In four games more than Coleman played? Yeah.
So Coleman would have had to average a paltry 25 yards per game healthy.
Right, without the wrist injury.
Which he started coming on before that wrist injury. He was really starting to show he could be that guy.
You even heard Sean McDermott allude to that. Pre-injury, he was starting to really show up, and then production dropped.
There's my thing. If you're going to bring up wide receiver to me, I don't care about the term downfield threat, vertical threat.
Yeah.
Do you need someone to keep a team honest? Yeah, it helps. But now with more defenses than ever trying to keep everything in front of them, you need technicians,
mm-hmm.
guys that can separate in a different way. Not just pure speed guys. You need guys that can do it in the middle of the field, in the intermediate route running portions. I'm talking about your posts, your corners.
Well, that
plays
was,
that can threaten to be downfield,
yeah,
but are typically in that intermediate range.
Well, look it back with Brian Daboll running the offense. What was Gabe Davis doing? A lot of post routes. A lot of intermediate
posts. And sometimes those, if the play extends, those go long.
Exactly. That Chiefs 4-touchdown performance. But also that separation. Look at what he did.
Also, if you want to talk about separation in that 4-touchdown game,
mm-hmm.
what's the nastiest play?
Where he broke those ankles and then just...
Poor Mike Hughes.
Yeah, Mike Hughes. That's who it is. Yes.
Mike Hughes gets banished to the shadow realm.
Yes. Yeah.
On a post route.
Kyrie Elam's with him in the shadow realm, by the way, after the game against the Chiefs this season.
Yeah.
But like, it's one of those plays where they trip over themselves, fall. Like, yes. And Gabe Davis did that. That's separation.
Everyone remembers the straight line one.
Right.
And that's where context comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
They were blitzing the crap out of the Bills to try to get them to force the ball out early and try to force a punt to make the game pretty much not a game.
Mm-hmm.
And one play, bang, a blown coverage, and there you go. All it takes is a blown coverage. context matters. I could have Mac Hollins running down the field.
He's done it.
Against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
Huh. That happened.
It's like the low percentage play sometimes has the most unlikeliest of faces when it succeeds.
Yeah. Because you're not expecting it. Odds aren't high.
It's not even that. It's a low percentage play. And yes, sometimes the quarterback is on pixie sticks and he throws that ball anyway. You just need the guy to come down with the football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy, though. That's the thing. It's not easy.
Yeah. But wide receiver-wise, I think the Bills are in good shape with Elijah Moore.
They're fine now, honestly. Shakir, Coleman, Palmer, Moore, Samuel is a healthy 1-5 rotation.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's a top 10 rotation in the NFL.
But it's healthy.
It's healthy. And with Allen elevating that squad,
and if
sure.
And if you don't have a player that's got like 1,400 yards, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be nice to have players that dictate coverage and cause players to roll into something and then create mismatches? Yes. Was that really available outside of trading for DK Metcalf this year?
No, it wasn't.
And once Pittsburgh did the deed, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wide receivers that you want were gone before pick 30.
Yeah.
Golden was the last vestige. A lot of people, you could have said Luther Burden. I would have been fine with that, except for the fact that the board fell way too heavily in your favor on the positions that you needed bigger than wide receiver.
You need your defense to be able to stop the Kansas City Chiefs when it matters most. And that's what the Bills are trying to institute with these young guys, athletic guys. So I'm all for that. But we're going to take a quick timeout, come back for the last little chunk of NFL talk. And then we've got a full hour of NHL playoffs coming up for you on Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.